Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Hey, Pinay, the nerd store called. They ran out of you.
Oh.
Damn it, you got me so good, Josh. How can I ever come back from that one?
Got him.
Pinay, right. You alive?
What's up?
After this jet year, you good?
Oh, my God. I asked Tony, I'm like, do we have to talk about the Jets today? Or this whole topic?
I was like, yeah.
We'll absolutely talk about the Jets.
Unfortunately.
Can't wait to talk about the
Jets. Can I change my pick for MVP? Can I get a mulligan?
Oh, you had Rodgers MVP?
Yeah. I'm an idiot.
I had Jets Super Bowl. So
I had Breece Hall, Offensive Player of the Year.
He was like number one fantasy guy. Right? Like everywhere.
Yeah. Too, for sure. Yeah.
What did he finish like on the rankings?
He didn't even get near 1,000 yards, I don't think. Rushing.
Yeah. And he
He was about like 700, right?
Yeah, like 700, 800, but I thought he was going to get like 15, 1600. Like,
pretty rough.
Pinay, I see you. I see you, Pinay.
Yeah, he's got the video.
Really?
On.
Oh, I got video?
Love it. Oops. Yeah.
Make sure you're not doing anything inappropriate. There's a lot of
look at that sexy beard.
This isn't CNN.
Got fired.
Oops.
All right.
Addy, did you see that Cooper Flag?
Yeah, I came all over myself.
More than a LeBron dunk?
Yeah, I mean, well, because Cooper, like, there's like a 1% chance we might get him.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true.
Crazy.
So, all right, the gang is back. We got Pinay back on the pod, you know, for our annual NFL regular season recap. He joins us on the preview and the recap. So, by the way, amazing. Kudos to you for listening back to the preview pod and writing down everything we said. There was some stuff that we nailed and some unfortunate bad takes.
It must have been a really funny listen, right? Because some of it's got to be like way off and you're like, this is so ridiculous.
some of it is hysterical. I absolutely loved going through it, except for the part where we got to the Jets
and we're all jizzing all over ourselves. Yeah,
we were a little off. I mean, you know, we all had him making the playoffs and being great and taking Aaron Rodgers as MVP. So that was
and winning the Super Bowl. I think you and I took that.
Yeah, like right? are we gullible or are we just not that bright?
Both. I don't know. Pretty rough. I mean, some stuff stood out. I couldn't believe that I had Belichick going to college. I forgot that.
Adam definitely had the quote of the entire pod. I like paused it because I was laughing. where he said, "Sirianni getting fired is a bigger lock than the sun coming up tomorrow."
I had that too. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Wait, time out. The season's not over yet.
That is true. If they get knocked, if they lose to the Packers Sunday, he's gone. I think for sure.
Really?
I think so. No?
It's possible.
It just feels like everyone hates him.
Right?
Yeah, I think they don't like him.
Yeah,
they don't like him.
Yeah, and I think the fans are just waiting for him to just fuck up.
If I was Saquon Barkley, I would be so angry. Just because you have a chance to break the rushing record against your old team, like that's the ultimate fuck you. And for Sirianni to just be like, nah, you gotta sit. Like, I don't know, I would have been pretty upset.
It was Sirianni's decision.
How many yards did he need?
100.
100. He would have got that in the first half.
Wow.
And what did he get? Didn't he get like 180 against the Giants the first time he played?
Yeah. Them? Yeah. Yeah. And he stopped. He let up. Like he was like, "Nah, I'm good." Like he could have ran for more.
Yeah. No, you know, I saw that. There was a clip. He was like, "Yeah, let the young dogs eat."
Exactly. The one interesting thing about that is people like to say, "Well, Eric Dickerson did it in 16 games, and now he's playing 17. But I look back, Saquon would have done it in less carries.
Wow,
that's amazing.
So it would have been more. It would have been more impressive if Saquon did it.
Yeah. Oh well, we'll never know. What other good? I'd like to pat myself on the back for the Jameis. Jameis will eventually start.
Yeah, that was out of left field. Happened. I don't know how that one. That was great.
Davante Adams, Paul and I both had that. You probably had that too, Pinay. That was kind of obvious, though.
You think it was helmet, but that was weird. But I was really happy that I was the only one out on Caleb Williams.
You were the only one?
Yeah.
I was not a fan.
You were not a fan?
I don't know if I mentioned it. Yeah, I think a lot of us really didn't think he's that good. Maybe, right? Or no?
I think it was Hard Knocks happened and then everyone was on him.
Yeah.
I liked him coming in.
Yeah. I was kind of 50-50, but the Hard Knocks kind of like got me excited a little bit. And he does it every year. He was pretty bad.
And then Josh and I were in on Bo Nix.
Yeah, you guys nailed that.
That was a surprise.
Nailed that. That was bravo. Adam with the Commandos.
I am. Yep.
Yeah.
But wait, Tony, how did you get your head about Belichick going to college?
You keep going in and out, Paul.
Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
So how did the Belichick thing, how did it even cross your mind that he might go to college?
I don't know. Pinay, did I say anything specific? Do you remember why?
It was the end of the pod and you were like, all right, what could happen? And you're like, I think Bill Belichick's just going to go to college instead of going for the record. And I was like, whoa, okay.
Maybe it was the Navy thing, because I mentioned this on a previous pod pretty, recently. Because his dad was a coach on Navy, and maybe he wanted to do that.
Right.
And I don't know, just the fact that he likes having control over everything. Maybe that's why I said it. But yeah, got it right.
Yeah, there were some wild ones on there. Josh was defending. Oh, Josh and Adam together as a team. I mean, us Jet fans were really, really dumb too.
Yeah.
But Saquon and McKinney won't make an impact on their new teams.
Oh boy,
two best players on that side of the ball.
can I walk that one back?
Don't worry, Adam. We all are Jet fans. We were like, we have the best team on paper. I said the Bills were going to come in third in the division.
McKinney's not going to have an impact. Meanwhile, he finished the league. He's going to be top five, probably defensive player of the year.
Yeah,
he had double the interceptions of the whole Giants team.
Oh god.
Oh god.
Pretty brutal. Well, that's a good segue. But we got
my last. Oh. My last line item, I don't know if it's going to segue. We can talk about this. But my last prediction was Rex Ryan gets a job in 2025. He's only interviewing for one job.
Wait, you did say that?
Yeah, that's my last line item in my prediction that he's going to get a job in 2025.
You nailed that.
He's super confident he's getting this Jets job. Did you hear him speak?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the guy's, obviously very confident about a lot of things, but I guess we'll just talk about that quickly. I mean, what is the chance he gets this? Is this his? I mean,
no.
Oh, you're confident, Paul. It's not happening. I mean, you and I both don't want it to happen, but
I'd say really? less than 5%.
Less than 5%.
I'm on board. I'm on board for Rex.
Oh, come on, you and the dad.
Yeah. I think he's just perfect for this job. This job alone, he's perfect for it. Given the owners, given the situation of them not making the playoffs in so many years, given that they're probably going to move on from a quarterback, I don't know. I just think, and with this defense and the talent that's on defense, I think he is the perfect coach for this job. And he even said it. He's like, I love Ben Johnson. I think Ben Johnson's amazing. But not for this job. This job, I'm a better candidate than he is. And I kind of agree with that.
He's coached in New York. He's won in New York. And he's done it under Woody Johnson. Somehow, with everything coming out about Woody just being the worst owner imaginable.
I like his energy. I think they need like a little shot in the arm.
I mean, that's that, you know, that was the best part about him until it kind of just wears, you know, thin.
It fizzles. It fizzles out. Maybe he'll come on for a little bit and then that'll fade so quick.
But like, so, who's better than him, right? If you could get Aaron Glenn, fine. The ex-Jet.
I don't want Aaron Glenn.
But I'm saying like, he's a better version. He's the proven version of Aaron Glenn. He did it already.
But we don't know. Like, Glenn might be better. He's never been a head coach.
Well, what are your thoughts on Riverboat Ron or Mike Vrabel?
No.
Well, Vrabel, but that's not happening.
I want an offensive guy. It was funny. I was listening to the Tierney on the radio today, and he had Brian Baldinger on. And he's like, yeah, I sat down with Rex recently, like for hours they were speaking. And they're like, okay, like, what did you talk about? He was going on and on about like old school defenses, this, that, blitz packages, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, did he mention offense one time to you at all? Said no, not once.
And that was the case?
That's him. That's all he talks about. Yep. He talks about defense, this, and that's all he cares about. I don't think he's like ready to go into this new era of like just the way football is played now. He's a dinosaur to me. He's a great guy. I want to look at him like, you know, in a good light, right? Like he won playoff games for us, but just let him chill. I you know, if he wants to be in the staff as like a consultant, sure. Head coach, no.
Or D coordinator, or defensive coordinator. You take him back in that capacity, right?
I don't know.
You don't even know. Okay.
What if
that would be 1,000% in on that?
Team starts slow. Team starts slow. The crowd's, you know, okay. Get him as the head coach. Get this guy out of here. He's not it. It's
it could get ugly.
Having him, having him behind you, a former coach, I wouldn't want that if I was a first-time head coach. No.
So
way.
you'd rather give a shot to like an Aaron Glenn or somebody maybe brand new and try that route than go Rex Ryan.
I want an offensive guy, strictly,
and not Adam Gase. We want an offensive guy with a personality. You know,
but that's the thing. Like, I know everyone's like, oh, we got to get offensive guy. I don't know. I just think when it comes down to it, you need a CEO. You need somebody who can do that. Like Dan Campbell. How awesome is it watching these videos from 3 years ago? And now you look back and he's like, he spoke it into, you know, it's truth. Everything.
I would run into a burning building for Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
I think I would too. Yeah. I love that guy.
And
I love his speech.
And the first
like, rare. But he backs it up too. A lot of these guys, they talk like they're going to do stuff. He backs it up. He goes for it on 4th and 3 from his own 30-yard line.
Yeah.
He backs it up. A lot of these other guys, they don't do it. Rex, I remember him punting from 4th and inches from 50 all the time. All the time. Red light, green light on Sanchez's wristband.
Oh, God,
I'm good.
That was kind of like the last straw for me. Or maybe it was like the 4th year of predicting, you know, we're winning the Super Bowl. You know, that kind of wears thin.
He signed off on Tebow. The last 4 years, the players tuned him out. It just became a circus.
Yeah, and if he comes back and doesn't win it again, I mean, what's his legacy then? You know.
Well, I think it's the same, right? Everyone thinks of Rex as he's Rex. He's this guy that's crazy energetic, defensive mastermind, loud mouth. Like, you love him if he's on your team. You hate him if he's against you. Like, you know, he hated the Giants and the Giants fans, and Giants hated him. Like, that's just who he is.
And they killed him. The Giants killed him on Christmas Eve. He's dead.
Yeah, that was, like, the worst day of my life, honestly. Like, that was the worst, probably the worst Jet game of my life, right?
I was there for that.
You were there?
I was in the end zone with Steve Kasser.
Oh, man, like, that game was out. Yeah. Christmas Eve, the cruise, 99 yards.
Ugh, so brutal. Yeah, I mean, quite honestly,
The strange thing, though, is, like, say it is Rex, right? Say Woody made up his mind. I want Rex. So you hire Rex, but then he would, I guess, have to have a say in who the GM is, right? Because you can't just hire a random GM. they'd have to be on the score of a draft.
Just bring Tannenbaum.
Bring Tannenbaum back.
Yeah. He's interviewing people. It's comical.
He's there now. He's a consultant.
Yeah, it's him and Woody interviewing everybody. It's comical.
Yeah, it's the what's that? The 33rd team. That's his company. So that's maybe they hire Savage.
What I don't get is how come no one's been interviewing him the past what 12 years?
I know.
Well, he interviewed for what, the Cowboys job, right, last year, and then he lost out
for DC. Yeah, yeah, and the Broncos defensive coordinator.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite honestly, I don't know who I want. I now that Vrabel's out, I mean, I just...
Oh, Vrabel's out? What happened?
Well, just...
He's going to go to New England.
I mean, it's just kind of obvious, no? With the New England thing.
Well, nothing yet, but yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah. I got to think Mayo gets 1 year and, you know, like that was kind of
I'll
be kind of looking kind of funny if they lose next year, though. It's like keep going back to old players.
Yeah.
To that point, too, I think that's the reason why New England let go of Mayo, because they probably had assurances that Vrabel will come back 100%. If that job is available.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, they don't let go of Mayo. He was waiting for Belichick to retire for the last 4 years so he could give that job to Mayo.
So he got fucked. He got oh man. He
yeah,
got
that
so
was really wrong.
Messed up.
You know who else got fucked? Antonio Pierce got fucked.
Yep, him too.
Like how was he supposed to win with that quarterback situation?
Yeah,
in that division. Yeah. Like I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tough business. For the Jets, I don't know. I've run out of hope. Quite honestly.
And that's why I know we'll probably get into it, you know, in more detail further down, but like the Giants situation, right? That's why I'm okay with keeping Dable, because I think, has he made tons of mistakes? Yes. Has he been perfect?
Has he made tons of mistakes? Yeah. Some maybe, you know, that's doable. A ton? Yeah.
No, he's made a ton of mistakes. He's hasn't been perfect by any means, but at the same time, like, these guys need a chance, right? You can't just turn jobs over every 2 years.
Eli said, yeah
you would
Eli
say said, that. Like, yeah. You gave Daniel Jones 5 years, you know, why not give Dable 5 years?
but here's the difference. Dable was coach of the year 2 years ago, right? 2 years ago was coach of the year.
Yeah.
Coaching, like, that team should not have been where they were in winning a playoff game on the road. Right, Daniel Jones didn't win anything. He didn't prove anything. They just kept.
He won a playoff game on the road.
I think Dable's fine. I think he's a good coach. I just I'm more concerned about Shane.
Yeah, I'm as a non-Giant fan, I love Dable and Shane. I think that guy's clueless.
I got a lot of questions about the GM.
Clueless.
Sure.
That guy is clueless.
That's what seemed like on Hard Knocks. By the way,
He said on the press conference, he said, I have to take my job more seriously.
Yeah. Like,
no, I don't think that was a real quote. I couldn't find that anywhere.
I don't like that he hasn't drafted a Pro Bowler yet.
Oof. Yeah, it's bad.
Like, he hasn't drafted one Pro Bowler, and he let a few walk. So I don't know. Like,
Do they have a playoff? Was it a playoff mandate? Is that true, what Garofalo said?
He said that, but I don't think so. But let me paint the picture for you, right? Like, if they have 3 wins next year, they're all gone, right? There's no way they stay, right?
For sure.
If they have 6 wins, I think they're gone. I think the number is probably 7. Because if you're at 7 wins, if you finish 7-10, you could sell, okay, we have a brand new quarterback. Maybe it's Shedeur Sanders. Maybe it's Cam Ward. We have
JJ McCarthy.
Yeah, anybody. JJ McCarthy. You got 7 wins, right? Up from 3, and now we're building something. We have a quarterback of the future. It depends on what the narrative is.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't think, like, if you have, say, Cam Ward, and they struggle. He's a rookie quarterback. He goes through it, and they win 4 games. Like, then you're going to fire all these guys, and then that sucks for Cam Ward, because then he has to learn a whole new offense. Get to know all new coaches. I don't know. I almost think, like, I prefer, like, the commitment should be 2 years. It should be do what you can this year. Get the quarterback in the offseason in 2 years. That way, like, it also protects the franchise. Like, I know Shane said he's not going to do it. He's not going to throw a Hail Mary for self-preservation. But if they have money, right, he's going to spend it. If he can trade up into Cleveland's spot, he's going to do it. He's going to give up the farm. So we might be screwed.
Yeah.
I don't hate sticking around in the three hole, drafting Travis Hunter.
That's what I would do.
Signing a quarterback, some kind of vet. I don't know who's out there, but just I think that might
Kirk
be
Cousins.
Would you guys take Kirk Cousins?
I wouldn't want Cousins, honestly.
No, he can't move. He can't move.
Justin Fields?
Yeah, yeah, I would take a flyer on Fields.
Him, yeah. I would.
Okay.
But the thing is, my point is, I think he has to give them 2 years, two more years. That's why I said this, like, I think in the last spot. Either you fire them, which I would have been fine with that, too. They did a bad enough job, you could fire them. Or you extend them, which sounds crazy, but they need more than a year and a playoff mandate. That's ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
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 I just worry, like, they start out 1-4 or 5, and then
it's over. Yeah.
They get fired mid-season, and then it's brutal.
Well, didn't like a tentative schedule come out, and the Giants have like the hardest schedule in the NFL next year?
Yeah. We play the NFC North, and we play the AFC West, and we play our own division, who's really good, twice. So, it's almost like they have no chance. That's why I almost wish, like, just keep Shane and Dable around. Dable's a good coach, and Shane's young and learning. Like, he's a young guy, and he's also already changed a lot of stuff. They've let go a lot of people that were there that sucked at their jobs. They've modernized the way they do things. I almost say, like, stick it out. And if he's struggling, then it's Mara's job to bring some people in to freaking help him out.
The schedule's tough. You draft Travis Hunter in that three hole. You start Tommy DeVito. You lose every game. And then Arch Manning sitting there.
If he doesn't stay, I saw it somewhere where he wants to play like three seasons, which I don't believe. But
I think he's gonna, if the Giants get the first pick of the draft, I think he would run to the NFL. Just because, like,
the Eli thing. Yeah, you're dead on.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Why would you want to be compared to your uncle, though?
Yeah, but they'll push him to do it. Probably, I got.
Yeah,
right?
The family will just be like, "Hey, you got to do this."
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you got to do this.
Yeah, gun to your head. oh man, I'd cry if the Giants got.
I still think the Giants are going to get either Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders.
How do you think? So they're going to trade up.
I agree.
They're going to trade up, or did one of them will slip?
I think either of those happen. Yeah, I think Cleveland has a lot to figure out. They got more problems than just the quarterback, and they still have Watson there.
Yeah, what are they doing? Oh my god,
they're paying them.
How many years does Watson have left?
I think they restructured like in the past couple of days. They lowered his number, but he just had a setback with his Achilles injury already.
That is the worst deal, I think, in, like, sports history.
It's up there.
Truly. Yeah. I mean, it's got, top five. It's awful. I don't know what they're
doing. So either the Giants get a quarterback or they get the best player in the draft, which it's not a terrible place to be, right?
Hunter
wants to play, but he wants to play both sides. You think that's going to – I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Dable will create packages where he's going to play with neighbors – and then on defense, he's going to be a shutdown corner. And that's what they need. They're very weak in the secondary. They're awful. So I'd be absolutely fine with taking Hunter. I'm a little worried about his fiance.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
she's a bit much. We'll see there. Yeah, damn, if Giants get Travis Hunter. Oh, man. Ugh. Yeah, he's the best player in the draft, you know?
And I think Joe Shane's going to spend the money. He's going to get players in here.
Oh, well, yeah, now he's going, he's guns blazing at this point.
Yeah.
For sure. Back to the Jets quick. Pinay, I was curious. Do you want Aaron Rodgers back?
I do not.
Do not. Okay.
Do not.
Got you. And Paul, where do you stand at this point?
I'm leaning towards no. But like, yeah, no.
Okay, I want him.
Did you guys see you do want him back?
I do want him back. I do. Yes.
Did you guys see the ESPN Netflix show?
Yes, Enigma. I did watch.
Was it good? Was it good?
It was really good.
Very entertaining. But I just feel like to me, it's like he's lost his dog. Like,
I thought the opposite.
Okay.
I thought the opposite. I thought he's like way more of a competitor than I even imagined. Guy was itching to play, especially last year when he was like hurt.
Well,
he wanted to play so bad.
Do you mean lost his dog as he's a sad person?
No, as in, like, he's not gritting and grinding, like, needs to win because he's already won it. Yeah, like, he's playing because he loves the game. He loves being out there. Like, he's having fun doing this, and he's just, you know, it's what he does. But, like, that, like, that thing that takes you over the edge, I think he's lost it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say something that's gonna upset Adam. I think I'd take him on the Giants.
No way.
Yeah, Adam hates that.
I think he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL.
But the numbers didn't show that, though. The numbers showed he's actually still in the a top 10 player.
I'm not buying it just because that team was so loaded and they couldn't produce anything on offense.
Yeah.
It was just such a shit show.
They had the same exact offense that they had when Zach Wilson was the quarterback.
I don't know. Yeah. I just think it was such a shit show. Like, he hasn't. I mean,
to me, it's not Aaron Rodgers, though, too. It's what Aaron Rodgers brings with him. And it's like, is he calling the plays? There's always a problem. The media is a giant problem with him. Did he get Saleh fired? Was that his decision? Like, you know, it's all this drama he brings with him and, like, extra stuff you don't need in a locker room.
He's still really elite at rolling his eyes and throwing teammates under the bus, for sure.
I'd like to know what really happened. Do him and Garrett Wilson, do they have a problem? Was that blown out of proportion? Like, do him and Woody have a problem? Like, I don't know. There's just so much smoke out there. I don't know what's true and what's not. So
we'll find out quick.
We'll find out soon, hopefully. But
yeah,
I don't
know. Like you said, like, I'm not totally against them coming back, but they have to have a plan. They can't just be like, all right, you know, he's not coming back, and then be like, oh, we got to figure it. Like, no, they have to have a plan.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
here's
Jameis
Winston, you know, like, I know.
Because you can do a lot worse than him, actually. You know what I mean? Like,
Exactly. So. You have the talent, so they gotta act now. So we'll find out, I'm sure, in the next few weeks. So
he said, I won't put the Jets in a bad situation. He goes, if they want me back, I'll come back. If they don't, I'll let the team know right away, you know, before.
Yeah, he's being cool about it.
Stuff happens. Yeah.
And then he'll go to the Niners and win the MVP.
I guess the flip side for the Jets, I guess, is what's the alternative to Rodgers?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're saying.
That's the flip side.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Is it J.J. McCarthy? Do they go after him? But, like, he's basically a rookie. So, you know, Justin Fields, he played with Garrett Wilson in college. I mean, sounds intriguing, but can he throw the ball? We don't know.
Right.
You know, he hasn't proven that he could throw the ball well. So, I don't know.
If Rodgers stays, does Devontae stay?
Yeah, I gotta think so. Yeah.
And then does Garrett Wilson go?
I don't want him throwing the ball to Adams like 800 times a game. You know, that should be going to Wilson.
Yeah, worried about Wilson.
Yeah, they were just throwing the ball. It was just him and Adams just playing catch and his buddy. You know, it was like, all right.
Yeah.
Wilson still had like a career high in yards, right?
He did.
Yeah.
I would feed him so much more than they did. You know what I mean?
I guess it depends on the coach. Rex has already said, you know, something about the country club. I would kill the Aaron Rodgers country club or whatever. Is that what the quote was? Yeah. Something like that. I don't know.
Okay, Rex.
Something like that. I don't know. Let's be honest. The Jets and Giants, they're going to have very, very, very busy off seasons. I mean, it's going to be electric. This is our Super Bowl, guys. Like, both these teams, this off season is going to be, it's going to be great.
Every year.
Honestly, after 5-6 years of, you know, Daniel Jones, I'm just ready just for like a new era.
Yeah.
Even, you know, whatever happens, like just something new.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
I feel like as Jets fans, we never got that new era. We moved from like Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson. It's just the same thing over and over. Then now all the quarterbacks I just mentioned are now having success.
Yeah. Except for Zach Wilson. But yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, it's, struggle's real. Anything on these two pathetic franchises before we move to, you know, the playoffs here, the good teams.
I'm done with them.
Just that, like, I don't know. I still am a firm believer that you could turn it around quick, right?
In the NFL, you can. You can.
I
more than any other league, I think.
Like, that's why, like, I take the Broncos and Adam takes the Commanders and then, like, yeah. we laugh about it. But then it happens. Like, it can turn around quickly. So I'll never give up hope. I think our teams, you know, we need a little bit of luck.
Yeah, like pre-Jaden Daniels, like the Commanders were the biggest joke, I think, in the NFL, right? Like,
I think one time in our life, Jeff fans, that's happened, right? I guess 96 to 97 was the only when Parcells came.
Yeah.
That's the only time I think I could think of in my Jets fandom where like they stunk one year and then they were really good the next. Ever since then, it was just kind of like. I don't know. I feel like they never made that flip that quickly. Like a lot of teams are able
but
to.
But yeah, it usually takes like a star quarterback, like with the Bengals, who were the biggest joke in the NFL. Then they get Joe Burrow, and all of a sudden they're winning.
Well, they were living in mediocrity for years. All those years with who was the coach?
Palmer?
Marvin Jones. Remember they would make the playoffs every year.
Marvin Lewis.
Yeah. Marvin Lewis. Sorry. Yeah, they'd make the playoffs like every year, but like never win a game. Never win a playoff game. Which sucks too. I mean, to be like that, right? You know, just like the kind of like how the Steelers have been, right? They team every year. They make the playoffs and then they don't go anywhere. So it's kind of with that being said, I'd trade like my penis for Mike Tomlin. So fucking love that guy. Even though I feel like if they lose Saturday, Steelers fans are gonna want his head. Right,
there's going to be a strong section of them for sure.
Yeah,
but think about it. Even him, right? So, how many years in a row has he had a winning record?
Every year,
every season. Was that 20?
20 seasons? Has he been there that long? Are we that
18,
old?
18, something like that.
I think 18, 19. Yeah, it's around 20.
Oh my god!
And then how many years did he make the playoffs? Like a bunch, right?
Almost all of them, I feel like.
So let's just say that, right? It's hard to believe, but for the last decade, he hasn't had a quarterback.
Yeah, since Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger.
So, what happens if the Steelers finally got a quarterback? Like, then they'd be good. They'd be fine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Wilson's looked pretty good. Not lately. They've been terrible last four games. But we'll see what happens Saturday night. I guess let's kind of pivot there. So, Houston Texans once again. Playing that early Saturday game, it's hilarious. Every year,
what is that like 5 years in a row?
Every year they make the playoffs, they're slotted in that 4:30 Saturday game. It's
last year was Cleveland.
Yeah, it's pretty comical. So they got the Chargers, in Houston. I think everyone's taking the Chargers, but I don't know. I feel like the Texans. They're plus money right now. I don't know. I kind of feel like they're going to win. I don't know why.
But it's not by – what's the line? It's not by a lot, right?
I think it's like two.
Close. I want to say two or two and a half.
Yeah. Hmm. Close.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like everyone – the public is like going hard on the Chargers here. Just Harbaugh. But they're the at the end of the day, they're still the Chargers. I feel like they're still going to choke somehow. But I don't know. Who do you guys like in that game?
So they're kind of a different team with Harbaugh, like stylistically.
No, they definitely are.
But I'm kind of with you, Tone. I kind of like Houston at home.
Yeah. Yeah. What is everyone else like?
Chargers. I'm not
Chargers.
Chargers. Yeah. Pine.
And also the Chargers. Okay. Just Harbaugh.
All right. Let's see. Then the Saturday night game, which is a great one. I love Steelers Ravens. Steelers, you know. Historically, I feel like, especially last bunch of years, they kind of, I think, own the Ravens a little bit. Ravens kicked their ass last time. I think the line's like 8.5 or something, or 9.5. Jesus.
Yeah.
That's way too high. That's high.
Come on.
Are the Steelers just, have they given up? Are they that bad, that, you know, losing four in a row, or are they going to make this a game? I think they make it a game, at least. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think they make it a game. They cover that spread.
Yeah, it'll be a close game.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Tony. I think the Ravens win and the Steelers cover.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at there. So.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Juice?
Yeah, I think the Ravens win.
Steelers cover. Okay, yeah. So we'll in agreement there. Now, this game, this 1 o'clock game on Sunday. I love this game. I think the Broncos are going to win. Yep, I said it.
Buffalo?
I said it.
Wow.
I said it. Do you remember when, what's his face? I can't even remember his name. On the fucking Miami Dolphins. Went in
Skylar
there.
Skylar Thompson.
Skylar Thompson, yes. 2 years ago, freezing.
Almost beat him.
Almost beat him. Probably should have won. I there's something about this Broncos team. Juice, Pine, you guys saw it. They're better than you probably expected.
Yeah.
Their defense is really good.
Very good.
Yeah. Defense is good. I'm with you like the Steelers Ravens. I think the Bills are going to win, but the Broncos are going to cover.
Yeah, that's what, 8.5 or 9.5 or something. I think they'll definitely cover. I don't know. I feel like they're going to – this Bills team, there's just something about them. I don't know. Their defense isn't good.
Shout out to Juice who called Shakir. Yeah,
that's another awesome one.
Boyce State. Yes. I think he's awesome. I was starting to think that, like, exactly what you were thinking about Denver. But I would bet it for fun. I would definitely bet on Denver money line for fun.
Yeah.
And then laugh at everybody if it ever happens, but I don't have the guts. I'm going to say Bills win that one.
Yeah, I mean, most likely Bills, but I don't know. I like the Broncos in this. I like it. I don't know.
Buffalo's been really tough at home this year too. Like I feel like they take care of business in that building. So yeah. I kind of like Buffalo.
They're still the Bills though. This team is notorious. I love their fans. Love the culture. Shout to Bills Mafia. They're choke artists. They're maybe the biggest choke artists ever of any franchise. Like, you know, I don't know. I feel like they're kind of cursed. So
we getting any snow? What's the weather? What's the forecast?
I mean, it's freezing. I mean, that doesn't affect them, right? And Broncos, they play in a cold weather climate, so I don't think the weather will affect either
team. I want a snowy game. I want the aesthetic on the TV.
Oh, I love it.
That would be fun.
I love it.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Yes.
No, I love it. I don't actually this weekend there is talks of snow, big snowstorm potentially.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm not sure where or what day. So let's see. I'm looking forward to that one. Then what's the middle game? Is that Packers Eagles?
Yeah, Monday night is Rams Vikings, right?
Yeah, and then Sunday night is
Commanders Bucks.
And Bucks, yeah. So Eagles Packers, I feel like would have been a better game if Love was healthy. Is he good to go? Like, what's going on with him?
He's banged up. Watson just tore his ACL. Oh. They have a lot of injuries. Yeah,
yeah.
I think Philly's gonna roll.
I think it's a bad spot for the Packers. I think they're just too banged up. They looked really good at points this season, but I think that's what 4.5. So Eagles.
Eagles are looking good. I want to pick the Packers.
So, like, win outright?
Yeah, screw it.
Oh,
I think that's your hatred of the Eagles.
Well, that's so you can get your Adam can get his Sirianni lock bet.
I love the Packers defense. Yeah, that's all I got. I don't know. I hate Philly.
I've never heard that one.
Hurts is still in concussion protocol, right?
He is. So they got to clear him.
Oh shit! Are we getting Kenny Pickett?
He'll be all right. He'll be fine.
McKee looked pretty good against the Giants.
Yeah, he did look good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
Means nothing, but yeah, he looked decent.
We'll see. So yeah, that's going to be a great game. And then, I think Sunday night's going to be a great game too. I think it could be like a shootout, you know?
This is a tough game.
This is a tough game. There's zero chance I'm touching this game. I have no idea where it's going to go.
Tampa, Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had that great matchup with Mike Evans and was it Marshawn Lattimore?
Oh, they hate each other. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't back know that. Okay.
New Orleans days, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's where is it? It's in
Tampa.
In Tampa. So weather not a factor unless there's like a downpour, thunderstorm.
That's gonna be a fun one. That'll probably be the best game of the weekend.
You think
Washington's
so?
Washington's been my team all year, so I'm gonna pick them.
Yeah,
I'm rooting for Washington, but I do like Mayfield a lot. He's a gamer.
Yeah,
he's bald.
He's been great. He's been great. Yeah, it's gonna be a great game. What's the spread on that?
2.5.
Oof.
I had a guess. Yeah, 2-3.
I'm gonna say Bucks, but I don't know. I'm not touching it.
Yeah, that one's tough. Oof. Yeah.
Didn't they play each other this year too? I believe so. I gotta check the result for that game, but I think they played each other.
Let me see.
Because Bulls can be tough on a rookie quarterback.
Let's see. So, did they play each other? Just looking at the schedule now. Yes.
They did, right?
They played week one.
Oh, okay.
That's not going to help. That's not going to
help. Yeah, Bucks beat them by 17 in Tampa.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they beat him. Well, they beat him pretty good, but yeah.
Advantage for Daniels, because if it was the first time, but you know, Bulls, Jet coach, he was always tough on rookie quarterbacks like that. He's a tough defense, but
yeah.
Yeah, if he saw him, then I think I lean Washington then.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be a good one. And then, then Monday night's a great one too. Vikings at Rams. I'm going to take Rams just because I think the Vikings kind of, I don't know. That was a terrible game the other night.
Yeah, wasn't it crazy that he got on the 3 or 4 yard line and couldn't score like 4 times?
Yeah. He's seeing ghosts. Sam was seeing the ghosts again, unfortunately. Yeah.
I was wondering that. I'm like, is Darnold not good? He missed Jefferson multiple times where Jefferson should have had like been open and had a touchdown.
He missed Hawkinson.
Or was the defense?
Yeah.
And the defense is banged up, right? Lions defense, aren't they missing like 8 players?
Oh, yeah. So many people.
Yeah. So that wasn't a good sign going into the playoffs. And the Rams, they're just solid. McVay is one of the best coaches in the league.
Puka.
You know, I wouldn't say a home field advantage because, you know, I mean, Rams got a good fan base, but there'll be a lot of Viking fans there. I don't know. I'm going to say Rams. What's the line there? That's probably
the
like
Rams
two
are
and a half.
The Rams are getting 2.5 at home.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah, which I thought was weird. But, I mean, to me, it seems like an obvious Rams one, right? Because, like, Darnold's never been in a spot like this.
Right, right.
The last time the Vikings coach was in this spot, he lost to Daniel Jones. yeah. Stafford at home. I mean, they probably have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. And this might be their last chance to kind of make any kind of run. So, like, to me, it seems like an obvious pick, but then that line is so tricky.
Yeah.
And they showed the player, what was it, Campbell, after the game, said to O'Connell, he's like, I'll see you in a couple weeks or whatever. And the Rams players were talking about that. Like, they heard that. So,
oh,
I think they're going to, yeah.
And I think if the Rams win, they would play the Lions next, right?
Correct.
Stafford Goff part two.
Oh man, that would be awesome.
Oh man,
that would be awesome.
They want to shut Campbell up, get revenge for Stafford. Yeah,
yeah,
a lot of things.
Yeah. And kudos to us for most of us guessing Rams winning that division.
I saw that. Paul was the only the odd man out. Your Niners, ugh,
fuckers. I think I had the Rams as a wild card, but yeah, Niners not good.
Yeah. What's going to be there? Are they going? Is that maybe a Rodgers team if he doesn't go back to the Jets, you know?
What, they'll let Purdy walk, you think?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. I saw that rumor like
possible
earlier in the season. Maybe. You know, he's a Niners fan growing up, NorCal kid. I don't know.
Maybe they don't want to pay Purdy, you know, $100 billion. So,
if Rodgers goes to the Raiders, does Devontae go back to Oakland? Or not to Oakland, to Vegas?
Oh, yeah. That'd be interesting. Yeah, that could be a landing spot too for Rodgers.
Yeah,
you know.
You guys just mentioned Purdy. I think there's a lot of interesting quarterback situations out there financially. Like Sam Darnold, is he going to get? Are they really going to pay him $250 million?
Right.
I don't see it.
Right.
And then Purdy's another one. Like, yeah, I mean, he's been great, but like he's going to get a ton of money too. I don't know. It's interesting.
Did you see Purdy?
I think
real quick. Did you see Purdy bought his offensive line like all those cars? Did you guys see that video?
Yes. Yes.
Toyota or Ford? Yeah, like trucks, right?
They were like really expensive cars. I don't know. People in the comments were talking about how much that must have cost. Like, there's no way.
He's got a sponsor.
It had to be a sponsorship.
He does commercials with them, yeah.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, never mind. All right. Paul, you were saying something.
Ah, shit.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, wait, no. I think, like Adam was saying with these quarterbacks, right? Like, Darnold, they could be like, hey, take our number for $100-150 million, or we let you walk and we keep McCarthy, because you can't pay like him and Purdy that much. 250. That's insane.
Yeah, no way.
I'm wondering if Minnesota just has a really good system for quarterbacks because Cousins lit it up last year, right? Or the last couple years there. And then Donald comes in and he lights it up. And then I'd rather have the guy in rookie money if it doesn't really – if it's not that huge a deal.
Same with the Niners. I mean, same with the Niners. Yeah, there's good coaching.
Yeah, yes, totally.
They had Josh Dobbs.
Good coaching and throw it up to Justin Jefferson because he'll come down with it.
Right.
Addison, they got good weapons. Yeah.
More the system for those two teams.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. All right, so that's the first round. Wow, we have a lot of good games.
It's
going to be a good one. Obviously, it was a rough regular season for us as fans. So looking forward to that.
Oh, you know who I wanted to mention also? This guy Joe Milton on the Pats.
So
was that Michael Vick out there?
So that was interesting.
I
remember Colin Cowherd talking about him in training camp, because he was lighting it up, and he was like, "Oh, Joe Milton gonna start over Drake May." Like he was like saying all that kind of shit. And then you never heard from him because Brissett started the season,
right?
And then May came in and was doing well, and then all of a sudden, week 17, there's Joe Milton. I'm like, oh, I forgot about this guy.
He looked incredible.
I know. Is he a guy to look out for? Maybe a team training for, or is it just like one game, like nothing to get too excited?
Could be like a Matt Flynn scenario. Like, remember
yes, I remember that Green Bay.
Yeah,
yes, Matt Flynn. He had a 5-touchdown game and then got paid in Seattle.
Yeah, then they didn't even start him.
Isn't he like the highest paid like backup ever or something like, or biggest contract ever?
For, I think
Yeah, jeez. Yeah, so we'll see. Should we anything else in the NFL before we go to college football? Actually, I want to bring up one thing. Did you guys see Jerry Jones on Landman?
What's that?
Oh, I didn't get to that episode yet.
This like Oscar-worthy performance.
Was he good?
Oh my God! So check it's all over X. Like, look at this clip. He's like in a hospital talking to John Hamm. John Hamm is like in bed at the hospital and.
Okay.
Jerry Jones is like.
That show's incredible.
See, I'm so pissed because I don't have. Was it Paramount Plus?
Paramount, yeah, it's incredible. Great show.
I have it, but I don't think I have it on demand. So I want to watch it so bad because I love Billy Bob Thornton.
What is this show? What's the name?
It's called Landman.
Landman.
It's what's his face created show. That does every show. Fucking the guy who
did Yellowstone
and Sons of Anarchy and oh God, what's that guy's name?
Sheridan.
Yeah, Tyler Sheridan. Or Taylor. Is it Tyler or Taylor? Anyway. I'm getting some reverb here. Whoop. Oh, I think it went away. No, there it is. Hello?
Yep.
Oh,
all right, cool. So.
Well, just one last thing for the NFL. I want to shout out my pick of Brian Thomas Jr. for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Is he getting
it? He had more yards and touchdowns.
Oh, he killed
neighbors.
It. Yeah, no, he killed it. That was sharp. That he was like the one bright
spot.
Who
is going to get Rookie of the Year? Do you think it'll be Nix or Daniels?
No, Daniels.
Daniels.
Yeah, I think Daniels. He's the real deal. He's awesome.
Neighbors.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Better quarterback, maybe. And then my guy Penix. You know, he got in at the end there. So
that was just so weird. They start a rookie like week 15.
I know that was weird. Like a win in your in game. So not really, but I think they needed some help. But back to Jerry. Yeah, check it out, Jerry Jones on Landman. It's like 2 minute like speech he does, and he's like getting choked up. It was like the best acting performance I've ever seen.
I gotta see this.
Yeah. So anyway. So let's move on to college football playoff.
The Irish.
So Thursday night is the Orange Bowl, right? Notre Dame, Penn State?
Yeah, Thursday.
Pretty pumped for that. Where's everyone?
I like both these teams. But, I mean... I'm a Notre Dame fan, but I root for Penn State usually when they play.
Yeah, this is kind of like – this game kind of reminds me of like the 90s a little bit. These are like two teams that were like I don't know. Like, we don't really have any college teams in New York, right? But, like, these two teams, I feel like.
Yeah, totally. They, like, represent us.
Yeah. They kind of, like, are the closest to that. I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be low scoring, defense, ground and pound type game. I really have no idea. What's the line on that game?
Notre Dame minus 1.5.
Yeah, so it's low. Practically a pick 'em.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame will win, but it's going to be close.
You think it's going to be close? That's surprising to me. I didn't think Penn State looked good until they played crap teams in these
Well, it's Franklin, playoffs. Right? I mean, this guy's like hasn't really like beat a good team, right? He hasn't really proved that he can do that. They have good. I mean, Drew Aller's good. Abdul Carter is good. Tyler Warren, the tight end, also a stud. So they got players. But
I like their backs too.
Yeah. So I don't know. I see a lot of chatter on X. You know, people picking them. But I also think Notre Dame's solid. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a really good one. So.
Yeah, I just – Marcus Freeman and the real best coach on that team is Al Golden, the defensive coordinator, former Penn State guy. And remember him? He was a Miami coach.
Oh, he has the defense.
Yeah, he just has the defense. Unbelievable. I think he's going to embarrass Franklin Haller.
Yeah, I'm going to say Notre Dame is going to win this game, but I think it's going to be a close one.
Yeah, I just don't see Notre Dame scoring too much. That's the thing why I think it'll be a little close. So, yeah, low scoring game.
Low scoring.
Tight game.
Yeah, watch it be like 54-50 or something.
I know.
Somehow, you know.
But yeah, that'll be a fun. I mean, those are two huge fan bases down in Miami. It'll be a really good environment.
Yeah, it's going to be sick. It's just like two classic teams, right? Like, just both those, the uniform combo. Oh,
yeah.
It's the pageantry is going to be great. I can't wait. And then Friday night we get the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. We have the Ohio State Buckeyes versus Texas. And I gotta think that's gonna be like, I don't know, at least 60-40 Texas fans, right? Just on travel alone.
You would think, but OSU travels crazy.
Yeah,
too.
No, they do.
But yeah, it'll be a majority of Texas.
I think there's a little recency bias going on. I think people are a little too high on Ohio State and a little too low on Texas. Just because of last week?
It's interesting. I mean, Ohio State, when they're clicking, man, they...
Yeah, totally.
They are scary. That Jeremiah Smith is ridiculous. He'd probably be top five this year.
True freshman. It's wild.
He's ridiculous. The defense, just... I mean, they look great. Howard looks great. But Texas, yeah, I mean, they got studs both sides of the ball, too. I don't know. They could have easily lost that game to Arizona State. That was pretty bad. So we didn't see any Arch Manning. I was kind of surprised.
I know. Yeah, and yours hasn't been that great.
I know. I thought they'd use Arch on, like, some sort of play, you know, short downage, red zone, whatever. No sight of him yet. So we'll see. What's the line on that game?
Ohio State's minus 6.
Really? Holy cow. Okay.
I think if I'm taking anything, it'd be Texas money line.
That's what I'm doing. Texas money line. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, man. I like Ohio minus 6.
You lay the 6?
Yeah.
I just think Ohio State's, they're playing out of their minds right now.
They are. They're hot. I don't think there's anyone stopping them right now.
I want Ohio State Notre Dame, too. I want a rematch of that game last
year. Hell yeah. Yep. Hell yeah, bring it on.
I want so bad.
Eating and words. Ryan Day, Lou Holtz, to spit on him.
Yes, that's what I want.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Where's the championship being played?
Wait, hold on. Is Lou Holtz, is he alive or no?
I think so.
Yeah, he's alive.
All right, we got to get him at the game for sure.
Yeah, so Texas, there's two games in Atlanta. The Peach Bowl was in Atlanta, and then the national championship.
Oh, so national championship. Yeah, that I feel like the Mercedes Dome or whatever they call it. That's like the official college football. Like
it so is, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's always an SEC title game there.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. There's so many games. Well, it's funny because there's like a Chick-fil-A, or there's a bunch of Chick-fil-A's in there, but like they actually keep it closed on Sundays for Falcons games, so they got to take advantage of it on the Saturday.
Yep.
But anyway. Yeah, so I'm hoping that's the case. If it's like Ohio State, Penn State, I feel like that's going to suck. Ohio State killed them this year. Like, I feel like that won't even be close. And then Texas, I don't know. I don't see it being Texas, Penn State, but you never know. So we'll see. We'll see. Should be fun. And then after this, the championship's on like the 20th or something?
Yeah, I believe it's the 20th.
What is that? That's a Monday, right? Because I feel like the national championship's always on a Monday.
Always Monday
night. Yeah, so it'll be Monday the 20th. Okay. So, yeah, should be fun.
I'm ready. What do you think about the playoffs overall? I think they've been a little but...
Not good.
It should be better. Like, every year going forward should be better.
I think there's tweaks to be made. Like, for example, I think... I don't know. Like, the first round of it, it was all blowouts. It was all blowouts, right? And then you see later in the second round, like, all the teams that have byes lost. So I'd rather, instead of... Why don't they all play in neutral and nobody gets byes? And then
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Then like, you could get more of the March Madness effect.
Like the one seed plays the 12 seed.
Yeah. Do you think that was like a coincidence though that all teams that had a bye lost, or was it?
No, I think that you're just off for too long. You didn't play. You haven't tackled somebody in a month.
And these aren't pros. Most of these guys are just, they're kids. They're not going to play in the pros. Yeah, so.
Well, one thing, I think it was the auto bid. Like, Arizona State and Ohio, Boise State got top seeds, right? Didn't they? Top four?
Yeah, top four, yeah.
So, based off conference, Notre Dame is better. Ohio State's better.
Yeah, they got to get away from that.
Yeah, get away from the auto bids.
Just rank them based on how good they are. Don't rank them like we used to do. Some of these teams,
Boise State should not be getting a bye over anyone unless they deserve it, right? Like that's
there probably wasn't one team they would have beat in the playoff. Boise State, I don't think.
Probably not.
Clemson, but I don't even think so. Then.
Oh, Clemson. Yeah, I forgot about them.
Or SMU, maybe? Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, maybe SMU. SMU was terrible. They definitely got to make some tweaks. Will they right away? I'm not sure. And then what do you do with the bowl games? I feel like the bowl games are even more meaningless now. It's kind of a shame.
Seriously, yeah.
I mean, if you're not betting them, like, what's the point? or if you want to, like, scout, like, you know... like people wanted to probably see Cam Ward, because he's going to be.
Yeah, but even then, he sat the second half.
Yeah, which sucked. It's like. Yeah.
Isn't it interesting, too? It's like the end of the season. Like, if you talk to people who are Ohio State fans, they're like, we don't care. We lost to Michigan. Who cares? We're going to win the national championship. You talk to Michigan fans, they think that game is more important.
Than the national Portnoy. Yeah. That's all Portnoy. Yeah. He's like,
It's kind of crazy. Like, they value their rivalry more than the national championship.
I think that's the biggest rivalry. I think that's the biggest rivalry in sports.
It might be.
I really think it is.
It passed the Yankees Red Sox are like nothing now.
Yeah, that's like nothing now. Michigan, Ohio State, those two teams hate each other. Like, it's like insane.
I would say UNC Duke is up there, right?
Yes.
I think it is up there.
It's up there.
I just don't see it as much in college basketball anymore.
Same. I feel like the hatred. Like, yeah, it's just. I think it's just bigger with Michigan, Ohio State. It's one game. I don't know. There's just something about that rivalry. But yeah,
like back in the day with like UNC Duke when it was like Hansborough and those guys, like it was nuts. Now I feel like I don't know.
It's light.
It's lost its luster a little bit.
The AAU stuff. These kids all know each other. Like it's very.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
No, I definitely think Michigan, Ohio State. Yeah, that game is like, Portnoy. He keeps saying it. he's like, I'm picking Ohio State to win the title. Doesn't matter. You can't beat Michigan. Like that's just like that's how it is, and it works on some of the Barstool Ohio State guys. They even kind of admitted it. It's like, yeah, we'll win the title, but like we can't fucking beat Michigan. Like it's like really, like but that's how serious it is, you know.
But then we looked at the results in the past 20 years or something, and like
I know how is that not brought Ohio, up? Yeah,
Ohio State won what 18 in a row?
Something crazy. Like I had no idea. That's insane.
They own them.
Fire like never lost to Michigan, right?
Yeah, and it was before like Harbaugh. Like in his later years there kind of just won. And then obviously this guy.
He couldn't beat him early.
Right. And then Moore, but everyone forgot, like, Portnoy, he doesn't mention 15 years before or whatever.
And so, no one goes back at him with that either. It's just, you know, but he also pays their bills. So,
yeah.
He's a. So can't really.
He's good. He knows how to, like.
Oh yeah, my god! The ultimate troll.
And,
the ultimate troll. So yeah. We'll see. Should be fun. Should be a fun man. Four days in a row of no 5 days. Sorry, 5 days in a row of.
There's a lot of football.
Of great football. So definitely.
Yeah, excited for it.
Looking forward to that. Let's. With that being said, let's pivot to some basketball here. I guess we'll talk Knicks first. You know, they had one. Was it 9 in a row or 10 in a row?
Nine.
9 in a row. Now they've lost 3 in a row. Should be
that Knicks OKC game was insane.
Insane. Yes. And Knicks get their revenge, hopefully, Friday at the Garden. That game drove me crazy. Who knows? Maybe a finals preview. And then even Thunder Celtics was really good too, but I'm a little worried about the Knicks. I mean, Cat with the knee, might not be that serious. Their depth, Thibs just like playing the hell out of these starters, right? Hopefully he doesn't burn him out, right? And then last night he's playing Sims over Precious, like I don't get it, but. And then is Mitch ever coming back? Like, what's going on with that guy? I don't know. Are you guys concerned?
I am. They're not deep enough. They're not deep enough. We've been saying that,
Is he playing the Ock? Shamit? Like, I feel like he's not getting enough minutes. Deuce has been hurt, so that's not been good.
Right.
Precious.
Bridges doesn't sit. Hart doesn't sit.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm worried about them getting injured long term. Like,
I'm worried about injuries. That's
a long season.
I know.
Just get to the playoffs healthy. That's all I care about.
How do we get to? I heard someone mention this. Might have been Bill Simmons or Russillo or something. How do we get to where it's just like 60 games? You play each team twice.
Yeah, I don't know. They make too much money.
I know.
Too much money.
By the way, Bronny James just checked in for the Lakers.
Oh, he's back. Oh, wow. He's back in the majors.
I guess so. I saw he was tearing up the G League. Really? Right?
Yeah, he's been killing it. He's been killing it.
Oh, I had no idea. I haven't seen that at all. Last I saw, he was like not doing anything in G League.
Crazy thing that like these guys they go to G League and it's like a random. The 13th man, he drops like 40 and 12, no problem in G League.
Yeah, there's like a weird, gap of player where it's like, player's too good for the G League, but not good enough for the NBA. There's like a lot of guys like that. Yeah. Like Theo Pinson is like that. Every time he'd go down, he'd be like, oh man, Theo Pinson, 40 and
15. I love Theo Pinson.
Yeah, he's great. Bench mob. Like Kolek on the Knicks. I mean, he's like having like insane nights in Westchester. And then
he's so good.
Thibs won't really play him.
TJ Warren averages like 50 a game. Yeah,
TJ Warren, man. Once upon a time, he would have been the perfect bench guy. Yeah, the bubble god. He would have been the perfect bench guy for the Knicks right now, and they won't give him a look. So,
I think it's really important for the Knicks to stay in that three hole. Just because I don't know if you want to play Milwaukee or Orlando in round one.
No,
but like Indiana, Detroit, like that kind of whoever. Like I think the Knicks will be able to handle those teams.
Yeah, Orlando at full health is like really good.
Orlando's getting
really good.
At full health.
Are there players coming back?
That's the thing. I don't know. Is Franz and Paolo and
Franz might be done. I think Paolo will be back though.
Okay.
Done towards ACL. Paolo and Franz will be back.
There's a lot of teams in the East that scare me that I think could give the Knicks problems. I'm not. Some nights the Knicks look like the best team in the league, and some nights I'm like, I'm really worried about this team. Maybe it's just the season's so long. It's hard to tell. I don't know.
Philly, Milwaukee, Boston, Cleveland, Orlando could all beat the Knicks.
Indiana, which we've already
Indiana.
Seen. Yeah, I mean, yeah. What about Atlanta? they give the Knicks fits. No, nah. Yeah, probably not. But
I don't think so. But yeah, I wouldn't want to play Trey in the playoffs.
Yeah,
series
I just
again.
I don't even want to watch that. Yeah, I'm a little concerned, but we'll see. We'll see. Long, still a lot of basketball to be played. And then your Nets. We got two Net fans on the pod tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Pine.
Oh, yeah.
I know Adam has a lot of thoughts. Pine, we'll go with you first. What are your thoughts on the current state of the Brooklyn Nets?
I feel like we're trying so hard to tank. like, we're... Dennis Schroeder, for some reason, was, like, an all-star playing with us. We're getting all these wins in a row. And then he gets traded. I think like any little ailment, we're sitting Cam Johnson or Cam Thomas. But I do love our coach. I think there's bright things to come. But I think, yeah, I think they're trying to tank, and we have a boatload of draft picks that I think they're going to trade, and they'll go with like, I could see Mark's going with like two studs.
Okay.
In the offseason.
Yeah.
Okay. Like two stars, like going to get.
Yeah. Going to do almost the same formula with like Kyrie Durant kind of deal.
Okay. Okay.
And starting all over again.
Is that where you're at, Adam?
I don't know. Like, I know that they want to get to the bottom of the top of the draft, however you want to say it. And then after that, I like that they have all this flexibility. They could slip down another year and do this again. Or if somebody pops up and is disgruntled, they could make that trade. I keep looking at like De'Aaron Fox only because Jordy coached him last year. And Sacramento's got to kind of make a decision there because he hasn't signed that extension. Right. So I'm wondering if that's the guy they try to get, and then pair him with whoever they draft. And then at that point, maybe you're attractive for another guy. So
can they
can turn it around quick. What's that?
Can they pay Fox? Because I feel like they got what, Sabonis, DeRozan, and they got someone else they're paying. Right?
I think he's already paid. I think he's already in a big contract.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. Monster contract. Yeah.
But he's due. But he's doing an extension, and if he doesn't sign, he's gonna be a free agent. And I don't think Sacramento's gonna risk that.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, I'm optimistic about the direction they're going. Cam Johnson's been really good for them when he plays, and. If they trade him, I hope they, you know, I'm glad they're holding firm and not trading him just for like a bag of donuts. Like, if I was them, I'd hold, like, because he'd be a nice piece to have going forward also. So,
yeah,
if you're going to trade him, get blown away. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Yeah. No, they're being smart about it. So, yeah, they're doing the right thing. It's not enjoyable, obviously.
Yeah, it's torture.
Watching this happen.
No.
But
I think, Adam, I texted you the other day. There's like players I've never heard of coming out of the woodwork.
They had a lineup the other day that was incredible.
Yeah, you sent it to us.
Yeah.
Not good.
It is cool seeing D'Angelo Russell also for the nostalgia of it.
Oh, yeah. It's like he never left.
Yeah, it really is.
So
I know. I was wondering what kind of player he'd be when he came back. I was like, is he going to be dropping like 20 to 25 a game? Is he going to be coming off the bench?
I kind of hope they re-sign him. Yeah. Like I don't think he's going to be that expensive. Just re-sign him. He could be a nice piece there.
Yeah, why not? Like
either backup point guard or, you know.
Yeah, perfect six man. How ridiculous are the Thunder? Like, is this team winning the title?
I think so.
They're insane. Is Chet's not coming back this year, is he?
I think he is.
I think he is, but it's a serious injury. Anything basketball players with hips don't go.
Yeah, it don't go well. Yeah.
I don't know. I still have worries about them. Like in big games, can they do it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I feel like they just rack up wins right now, regular season wins. When it gets down to it, like in a playoffs, hard contested defensive 7-game series, I just like they can do it. I haven't seen it. We haven't seen it yet. But Shea's pretty amazing.
Shea's amazing. I mean, he's like probably the MVP front runner right now, right? Is he the favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe how good he is. How did we not see this like when he was a Clipper? It's crazy.
I'm kind of getting 2016 Warrior vibes. Like last year was the year
where they had their like tribulation and they lost their, and I feel like this year might be the year where they win, and then after that, like, who knows? Like, they have all these draft picks. Like, I feel like they have,
yeah,
there's potential there to really have a nice run here for them.
Yeah. It, you know what really pissed me off about the other night with the Knicks is just seeing Hartenstein thrive with them. Ugh, that killed.
Yeah, but Hartenstein put up like no points that game. I was kind of shocked. Yeah,
but he makes an impact.
But
he makes an impact in other ways. So it's just like, I don't know. Yeah. He was the there final. Clutch time, and
he had a billion rebounds.
So many rebounds. Yeah, you know, that's what he does. He's just,
you know what the final piece is, right?
Jimmy Butler.
They got it. No. They got to get Durant and Westbrook.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, yes.
Well, I'm hearing you're hearing the rumors about Durant. Like, is he going to be moved?
I don't know what they're going to do.
I just saw something. I don't know where I saw it. But like someone brought it up about, you know, cuz the Suns are they're
in 12th place in the West.
Yeah, they're not really going
anywhere.
They're
ready to implode. Bradley Beal, I hear, is on the trade market.
Supposedly, they're a Jimmy Butler team. I mean, I don't know. Jimmy with Durant and Booker. Oh man, I could just see that being a disaster.
The problem is, how do you get him? Like they have nothing to trade.
Well, Beal.
Like,
I guess it would be Beal.
I guess
and, like,
Beal,
some
but then Miami's got to be like, okay, I'll take Beal, and there's no trade clause. Like, yeah. I don't really see Riley doing that.
Yeah. So So where's Jimmy Butler landing? That's the big question. I mean. What's like the team he's going to?
I feel like it's going to be Golden State.
You still think Golden State? Okay.
Yeah.
For like Wiggins and like.
Yeah, some kind of trade like that.
Yeah.
What about
whatever happens? I know the Heat, they're going to do something smart.
You think Pat Riley will just send him to Siberia? Like, just to, like, here, go play for Utah.
That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jimmy thinks he can make any team a contender, so. He wouldn't be mad at it, would he? You
know? No, he came out with a list of teams he doesn't want to go to.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, today. Did you guys see that? It was like the Grizzlies were on it.
Wait, Grizzlies were on it? Because I heard the Grizzlies could be a potential.
Yeah, no, he told them no way he's not going to play if he gets traded there.
Why? They're really good.
I don't know, maybe he just doesn't want to live in Memphis.
Interesting. Well, he's from the South. I'm kind of shocked by that. Yeah. Plus, it's Tennessee. He loves country music. Like, yeah, it's.
I've heard not so great things about Memphis. It's very different.
Oh, it's
dangerous.
It's
parts of
it's one of the worst, highest crime rates in the country. It's real bad. So that makes sense to me. But aren't they like one of the better teams in the West right now?
Yeah, very good. Third place.
Yeah,
so. maybe the coffee's really bad. He's a big coffee guy.
Big coffee guy. But they got country music. I'm kind of shocked by that. All right. Who else was on the list?
Let me see if I can find it.
I think Milwaukee.
It's so weird. He just had Milwaukee. Like a list.
Really? That's kind of shocking. Wouldn't you want to go to Milwaukee?
I know. Like, yeah. Like why is he not? Like, why? I'd love an explanation, like, why he doesn't want to go to each team.
And he went to college in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Marquette, Milwaukee.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make much sense to me. I could see if he came out and was like, yeah, like, I don't want to go to Utah. I don't want to go to, you know, the Nets. Like, I don't want, you know, like, I don't want
to
go to.
It's Memphis and Milwaukee. He's refusing to go to.
Those are the two teams. That's it.
Yeah, those are the two teams.
Why?
I have no idea.
That's so random. Okay, maybe he's got a beef with Giannis and Ja Morant or something. I don't know. That's weird. Okay,
I feel like he could make either of those teams
a full-blown
contender.
Those teams are like a Jimmy Butler away from being like really good. Whatever. Bizarre. He's a weird guy. What can you say? Anything with college basketball of note?
I'm actually watching the Carolina game now. I have it on TV. They're killing SMU at half.
Well, they had a big win the other night, right? They beat who'd they beat?
Notre Dame. Come back,
Notre Dame, right, yeah.
You see Florida beat Tennessee by 30 tonight. Tennessee is ranked number one.
SEC is just unbelievable basketball.
Which is funny. They fell off, and
what they are, you know, basketball, what people think they are in football.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of funny how that flipped. So, who's like the top teams right now? I haven't really been plugged in at all on
Auburn, Tennessee,
still.
Alabama, Houston,
Iowa. Houston's won like 35 in a row at home.
Jesus,
Iowa State. Really
Duke and Cooper Flagg, they're up there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You know who's not up there? Rutgers.
Yeah. Two best players, and they can't.
A little disappointing.
Can't make it happen.
That coach got to go. No one's ever going to go there again.
You
know? No. Yeah, not good. Not good. What about the Johnnies? Have the Johnnies been?
Yeah, they're playing good.
They're playing good. Is Paul, is Mike and Drew going to games still?
Yeah, you think he got he has season tickets actually.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm going with them February 16th. I'm not sure who they're playing though.
Nice.
Make see my one game year.
And Cuse has been terrible. I mean, they're awful.
Fuck them. I'm so Autry.
They're so bad.
They got to get out of like that whole Bayheim tree. You got to get a new guy. Yeah. Fresh.
Yeah, maybe it'll be GMAC. I mean, I haven't been following Siena.
No, they got to get away from all that.
Oh, yeah, that's a tree. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
good point.
Get away.
True. Yeah, so we'll see. It's got a few months away from March Madness here, but yeah. And we didn't, you know, one thing I was pissed, we all had, you know, brain farts and I guess didn't think about it, was we didn't talk about the Soto trade on the last pod, but I'm glad we got a Mets fan. We got a Mets fan here
Soto.
Now.
Soto! I am so excited about it.
We got the Mets fan here. So are you
the
still?
First time, I feel like this is like the first time in franchise history we give a guy a bag in his prime. Because we like, I feel like the Mets are notorious. It's like, oh, you're past your prime. Let's give you a bag.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could go. The list is on Alomar, yeah. Jason Day, like
yeah, Alomar,
Verlander, Scherzer. Now yeah. It's like we actually signed someone in their prime. I love our owner so much.
Yeah, no, Cohen's great.
Are you worried that he's already 35 years old though? And the birth certificate.
I am 12.
Have one. Aren't you worried that he can't field?
Yeah, he's terrible in the field.
How did he gain 50 pounds from the end of the World Series? Dude,
yeah, that gut was crazy.
It's the James Harden fat suit he's wearing, you know. Right. One season comes along.
Aren't you worried that he's a money first player and not a team player and just values money too much?
He's a me guy. He wanted his own team. Me.
No,
if
not
I got,
at all.
If I
not
got 10 years, 700 and something million, I'd probably get fat too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean. Man.
Him and Lindor, they like that Dominican food.
That's a long contract. That is
a very long contract.
Yeah, these baseball contracts.
Has ruined baseball going back to all these 10-year contracts.
Just think about that. We're going to be over 50 when his contract expires.
Oh, my. That's a scary thought. Yeah.
That's very scary.
That's a scary thought for sure.
But I feel like if he wins the World Series once.
It's worth it. Yeah. Yeah,
it's yes. worth it.
Yeah,
yes.
100%.
Kind of like the A-Rod. Yeah, kind of like the A-Rod contract. I mean, we got a World Series out of it. He was the MVP of that World Series.
He was really good for a lot of that contract.
He was. No, he won some MVPs, but yeah, I mean, he got the one World Series.
But
so
if he signs that same contract with the Yankees, I feel like the Yankees have to win like 3 World Series.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The Mets, we haven't won
ever
since '86.
Well,
yeah. Yeah. So it's like. Please just give us one, please. You know,
yeah.
So like one, and it's worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Yankees are definitely, you know, they're making good use of the money that would have went to Soto. They've gotten some guys.
They are. They've signed a lot of good players.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got a great pitcher from Atlanta.
Got Fried. Yeah.
Goldschmidt. I mean, that's a Met move right there, getting someone over the hill.
Hey, when did MVP?
I had him on my fantasy team in like 2009.
Did he win like MVP a couple years ago, something like that?
Yeah.
Bellinger, we got him. He's also won an MVP a while ago.
Closer from Milwaukee.
Yeah, Devin Williams. Yeah, who I'd never heard of, but he's stuck.
Yeah. He's like really clutch, especially in the postseason when it comes down to like.
Oh, did he give up the home run
to win the game?
Did he give up the home run to the polar bear? Was that him?
Yep. Yep, that was him.
Yeah, great. mean, speaking of polar bear, where's he going?
Oh, I don't know. I heard he's going to the Nationals. The Mets already made their offer, and they said, we're not budging.
No. All right.
Clay Holmes, he's in your starting rotation now?
He could be. He could be a number five.
Have fun with that.
That's scary.
Yeah, that's very scary. I can't believe what's-his-face Burns signed with the Diamondbacks? What's going
on? Yeah.
I think he's from out there. His family's from Arizona.
Gotta be. Yeah, it's gotta be something like that.
He turned down less money to go out there.
Yeah, it's gotta be. But yeah, it's gotta be.
That's
yeah.
good. Get him out of the AL. The AL is, like, so weak.
So NL weak, yeah. Crazy. It's good for the Yanks. The NL is crazy. So that's a Mets problem there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think anything will replicate like the amazing run the Mets had last year. I feel like we even had like Yankee fans rooting for the Mets last year.
Not gonna lie, it was magical. I was watching that game where Alfonso, you know, he hit the home run against the Brewers. That was amazing. I mean, I was kind of like, I was happy for you guys.
I thought they were going to win after that. I'm like, they're going to win the World Series.
There was something, you know, I was watching like the Barstool guys in the gambling cave, like all going crazy. It was kind of like, it was nice. And then, you know, then you had the Mets fans like talking shit to Yankee fans. And I was like, all right, fuck you guys. Like,
no, it was just great. Like the way we made the playoffs, beating Atlanta in Atlanta to get into the postseason.
Yeah.
Then what we did to the Brewers on the last pitch of the game, and then Philly with Lindor hitting that grand slam. Like, it was just magical moment after, like, crazy moment after crazy moment after crazy moment in, like, a two-week span.
Yeah. No, it was. It was definitely a fun run. I can relate to the Met fan being a Jet fan, so I get it. I get it.
So unfortunately, we'll have to be both.
Yeah, yeah. And Nets. You got the trilogy. You win shouts to...
I would like to win a championship one year. One year. It'll happen.
Yeah, yeah. One day. So, all right, guys. Good stuff. What did we miss here in the sports world?
Just throwing this out there. Has anyone's Super Bowl pick changed at all?
So I think I'm still alive, right? I got Rams, Chiefs over Rams.
We had Jets, so.
I had Chiefs over Lions.
Oh, you did?
Chiefs over Lions.
Wait, so I was the only dickhead who picked the Jets to win it?
No.
Here we go. I got it. Tony, right. You got Jets over Eagles.
Ugh. Well, Eagles still alive.
Paul has Lions over Jets. Josh has Chiefs over Lions. Adam has Chiefs over Rams. And I have Chiefs over Lions.
Okay. So three of you are still alive. Nice.
It feels like the Chiefs are a sleeping giant, doesn't it?
Yeah. They're God's team. I mean, they get every call. It's kind of comical. I mean, when does that end? You know?
I don't know.
They're still going for history. I mean, no team has ever won it three times in a row. NFL history.
The crazy thing is I had in one of the fantasy leagues, I finished dead last. No surprise there. But I had Travis Kelce as tight end, and he was awful.
Awful. He looks miserable.
And I have a feeling that it's just the same thing like when the Patriots and Bucks had Gronkowski. They put the Ferrari in the garage and let it sit there until it's playoff time. Then they're going to open up the garage and you watch. Kelsey's going to go off. He's going to go off for three games in a row.
I think you're right.
It could. He's looked miserable all year. He's got that like 90s haircut. I don't know. There's something up. He's not getting the spotlight. Like, you know, like now it's his brother getting it. You know, it's just kind of like what happened. But yeah, you could be right. Could be right. If I'm a betting man, yeah, I'm saying it's Chiefs Lions right now. So let's see. Should be fun. What about Joy Taylor? Should we talk about that?
Oh yeah,
crazy.
I don't think I know the whole story. So essentially, she just like slept her way to the top, kind of thing.
So somebody sued Skip Bayless for sexual harassment, and then in the lawsuit, they mentioned how Joy Taylor was kind of like sleeping around, like
Miss Faraji or something. She was like the makeup person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but like, well, how did Joy Taylor get outed? Because that has nothing to do with Skip Bayless. Did she just happen to mention this?
Well, I guess she had told, like, she had confided to her, and then Joy Taylor was like, just suck it up. And then Joy Taylor had mentioned that she was sleeping with one of the execs, and then she said, the lady that's getting sued said, hey, man, that's probably a bad idea. And she's like, well, if it stops, I'll just sue him for sexual harassment.
Yep. Ooh. Yep.
Which is kind of fucked up.
And then she outed that she also banged Emmanuel Acho, or whatever his name is.
Acho, yeah.
Acho, yeah. It just, X has been been amazing.
Wait, so who said, Joy Taylor said, if it stops, I'll just sue him for sexual harassment?
Yes.
Oh, that's awful. Now, that's Jason Taylor's sister,
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And she's like one of these like outspoken, like kind of like woke warrior types, you know. Like,
oh, she's, I didn't know that. She's Jason Taylor's sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
You know, always talking about women empowerment and all this shit. And yeah, it's.
And that she was caught saying that. That's like in writing or on something.
Yeah, it's in the deposition or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so bad.
And Skip apparently offered this woman $1.5 million to sleep with her or something like that. Not with Joy Taylor, with the makeup lady or whatever.
$1.5 million, I'll sleep with Skip Bayless.
Which, so there's just so much to this, but what's crazy is like Acho and Joy Taylor, they were very quiet for like 24 hours, like on social media and all that, and then they just went right back to business. Doing their shows, they're on that like Speak show or whatever. She was just on with like Paul Pierce and Michael Irvin and Keyshawn Johnson, like nothing missed a beat, smiling the whole thing.
There's like a clip that I saw. I want to say I saw it today or yesterday, where you know, Colin Coward always has these beautiful. He's always had beautiful women.
Yeah.
Talk sports with him, like he had Christine Leahy, and then Joy Taylor. And then one of the things, he's like talking to her and he slips up and he meant to say something else,
titties.
But he just says like
two titties.
Titties. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, you, what are you doing?
I think he's trying to say two cities and he said two titties.
Yeah. It's just so bad.
Oh, what about Jason Whitlock?
I was just gonna say Whitlock was the best.
Incredible. Incredible.
I watched that like 20 times in a row. It's my favorite.
What'd he
say? I thought it was fake.
No, that guy just says anything. He's hilarious. What'd he say? He's like.
He's like that peanut butter skin and those.
That great rack. He said rack.
Cans. No, he said cans.
Oh, cans. Or something like, yeah.
Oh, my God. What is he? Is he on Fox? What is he on, Whitmore?
Whitlock. What does he do now?
Whitlock. Sorry.
I don't know what he's on. Or no, he's on the Blaze.
Because he just says whatever he wants. I was like, what platform is he on? Is he on like a ESPN or something?
No, it's the Blaze. It's Beck. What's his face? The political guy. Something Beck. Glenn Beck. It's like Glenn Beck's like platform. I don't know. Something like that.
I knew I had to stay away from that peanut butter skin. So I was like, oh, thank God. Let me hose this fucking guy off.
Oh, man. Yeah,
yeah, like does he have a mirror in his house? Like,
I know. But like, just like Twitter has just been incredible with all of it. Like, just the memes and the people commenting, and just it's what makes that app just so special. You know, it's like moments like this. So I don't know what ends up happening with it, but you know, we'll see.
I wish Elon Musk would change it back to Twitter. I think the whole purpose of him changing the name was a tax purpose.
Yeah, it needs to be Twitter again.
It needs to be Twitter, and people need to say tweet. Like, nobody uses, nobody calls it X.
I know. I hate, anytime I say X, deep, I like die a little inside. I like hate saying it. I hate it. Like, yeah, I'm like, X. Oh, like, oh, it sounds so cringe. Yeah.
I'm with you, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Back to Twitter. Come on. There's a lot of controversy, though. I guess Elon is like starting to like ban certain people, and I don't know what's going on, but regardless, him buying it was great. So we'll see. What else? What else random did I want? I'm just looking. I kind of made a list here.
I finally created a link for my page to run the half marathon. I wanted to ask you for some advice. What do I do?
For the running or the fundraising aspect?
No, just the running.
Well, I think I said, like, just make yourself uncomfortable. Like, I mean,
yeah, yes, you that's the David Goggins approach, yes. Right?
You don't have to do it. It is in the teens outside. Yep. I'd say just bundle up, maybe go for a run, give it a shot.
So what I've been doing is I kind of just started. So it doesn't start for another little over 2 months, right? It starts March 16th. So what I've been doing, I started last week, is I started really light. I can definitely run a 5K. I've been doing like 5Ks here and there since probably around Thanksgiving time. But anything over that, you know, I definitely need to train. So each week I'll just ramp it up a little bit, I guess. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, no, definitely. Just keep ramping it up. Make sure you drink some take some electrolytes. I definitely recommend that.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely just making yourself uncomfortable. Is definitely.
I think last time, the issue I had last time, and I think I was talking to Adam because Adam ran one, and I think he said he did something similar. When you're there and you start running, your adrenaline's going and you're like, oh, racing, and you see all the people, you're all pumped up.
Oh, yeah.
I ran 6 miles so fast without stopping, and then I had nothing left. And I was like, wait, there's like 7 more miles to go.
Yeah, I pretty much did the same thing.
Yeah, I did that in the New York City Marathon. I the first 13, I was like, just the adrenaline pumping, and it was like a beautiful day, and I was just like, oh my god, I'm going so fast. And then boom, I like pulled a hammy at like mile 13. I toughed it out. I mean, I finished, you know, pretty good time and everything, but the second half of that marathon was brutal, because my knee was my IT band and my knee was bothering me a little bit because of the hammy pull, and it was
I got to figure out how to get through the second half. The first half, I could do. 6 miles, I'll feel definitely like, oh, wow, did 6 miles. Now I'm tired. How do I go for,
just 7.1
more?
Just pace yourself. If you feel like you're going way faster than your usual pace, just tell yourself stop. Like, Just slow down. Just find your perfect pace. Stretching definitely is important, too. Make sure you stretch.
I'm not going for any, record. Yeah, I'm not going for any record times or anything. I just kind of want to do it in a healthy, and finish a healthy manner. So also what I think I'm going to do is, I think a lot of people are interested in going and...
Oh, I'm coming for sure.
Yeah, and cheering or different... So if people are at different spots, I will find out where everybody is, and I'll run and then maybe stop at certain points and go say hello to people. You know what I mean?
Something
people have signs
to.
Or whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting. Plus, it's March 16th. I mean, hopefully we get, decent weather that day. I mean, March is always a crapshoot, right? It could be snowing. It could be
raining.
70.
It could be
rainy. Yeah. It's going to be a crapshoot. But just hope for honestly, 55 and sunny. I mean, that'd be perfect, right?
Be awesome.
Or 16 sunny. So
you rather run in extreme heat or extreme cold?
Would rather?
Yeah.
Oh, extreme heat. I love it. I love it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the cold is the worst, isn't it?
Cold is... I fucking hate running in the cold. I hate it.
It hurts. It hurts.
It hurts, especially when it's windy like it is right now. And you have to, put on multiple layers. It's hard to, move with all these layers on. Then when
I don't know. Breathing in the cold air and when the wind hits your face, I feel like it's heavy. Like, it feels heavy.
Yeah. It's not enjoyable. And then taking all the clothes off, it's like sticks to your body. It's just like, no, I love when it's like 90 out and you're sweating profusely. But when you sweat like that, you feel like you accomplished something. I don't know. There's just something about, I just love running in the heat. And because, you could bring water with you when it's really cold out. You don't really want to carry water with you or anything. It's just.
Yeah.
No, I hate it. I'm definitely pro. But I've talked to people who definitely enjoy the cold more than the heat. For sure. So
I'm going to run this thing for our buddy Steve.
Yes.
And then I'm going to hop on a plane and go right to Vegas.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're doing it.
There March Madness, baby.
There you go. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Fucking just be careful you don't get sick. Last time I ran a marathon, it was like a couple years ago. Yeah, a couple years ago. And I took the next week off. Didn't run at all. I'm not saying I went to Vegas and like partied, but I definitely let my immune system kind of like be vulnerable. And that's the only time I ever got COVID. I got like the flu version, like flu Rona.
Yeah. I think,
and I was dead for like a week.
I think when I ran the half, I ran a fever that night, but I was fine the next day. It's just like, you run down.
You mean the night after you ran it?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, just, whatever. I mean, you know, do whatever you want in Vegas. Just, you know, don't die, obviously.
Great advice.
Great advice. But, yeah, I would also recommend, definitely, if you haven't, listening to, you know, any of Goggin's Joe Rogan podcasts or reading his books. I mean, those are good motivation for sure. But you've ran a half before, right? I mean, you've done
it. I have. Yeah. I've done it before.
You'll be fine.
I did poorly. I want to really do better in terms of how I feel and not die on mile 7.
Yeah.
You got this.
What happened last time? What did you think you didn't train? You didn't train properly or whatever?
I don't know. I think, I probably just didn't train as much as I should have. And then I honestly think I just ran too hard in the beginning. Ran so hard.
Yeah.
And yeah, my body hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, just gotta pace yourself. So you'll do great.
We're all rooting for you there, Juice.
Yeah.
We're all supporting you.
And running for a great cause. Yes, sir. I think that's really important. Yeah, when I ran the New York City Marathon, I ran for a mental health foundation, Your Mind. So
awesome.
So definitely is a great thing. What else? Anything else, guys? I saw a trailer for, you know, I know we like to talk about some shows sometimes. Last of Us season 2.
Oh, I didn't see the trailer.
Back? It's coming back.
Nice.
This spring. I really loved season 1. I thought that was one of the
best. It was incredible. Yeah, I thought it was incredible. I'm pretty pumped. So that's this spring. I forget when, but
how did the trailer look? Because I love season 1.
Trailer looks intense. I don't want to reveal anything, but it looks like that place that they're in at the end of season 1 gets they get found out. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm pretty pumped for that. Other than that, I'm not watching anything. I just watched the Avicii documentary. I don't know.
I saw that. Wow,
that brought me back a little bit.
Wasn't there a documentary before with him or no?
I don't know. I had heard that they were making one and then forgot about it. And then I was scrolling through Netflix and I was like, oh shit, it was like brand new release. Yeah.
This is a new.
Would
one,
you recommend? Is it a good doctor?
Yes. I'd definitely recommend it.
Yeah. It's only like an hour and a half. It was great.
Tony, I have a question for you. Were you playing Avicii music the following day? Because I was
1,000%. I'm still playing Avicii music. It got me. It brought me so back. So I saw Avicii. I've seen Avicii a bunch of times, but I was at Ultra Music Festival in 2011, where he debuted Levels.
Wow.
Yeah, that set was just like incredible. Like I went back, there's a website called 1001tracklist.com where you could just like type in a set. So I typed in Ultra Music Festival 2011 and I was like just playing all the songs from that set. I'm like,
that is awesome. That's
like,
really cool.
I'm like, it just, oh man, I was getting goosebumps when they were showing some of the live footage of him playing Levels. And
I was at I'll never forget where I was actually when I heard that first heard that song. I was at, it was Wild Card Weekend. It was this weekend, the Saturday. I was at Bounce in the city.
Oh,
remember
wow.
That place?
Yeah, yep.
And they played Levels a million times that day. And people were throwing napkins in the air. People didn't care about it. It was like the Bengals. It was like the Bengals versus the Texans.
Of
nobody
course,
gave a
of
shit.
Course,
everyone
yeah.
everyone was just
Texans.
Drinking and having a great time. But was it sad? Was it really like a sad documentary?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's sad. It's just one of those things you're kind of like left like, why did he do that? You know, but yeah, it's just, you know.
Yeah. That's how I felt. Mike told me to watch the, I think it's Roadrunner, Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Same thing.
Yeah. Same thing. I watched that and I was like, oh.
That was a hard one to get
same
through.
Same thing. Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. Really Bourdain. I mean, a lot of these guys, Chester from Linkin Park and Chris Cornell, and it's like, Like, why? Like, you know? But, well, it's kind of, if you want to go down the conspiracy angle, a lot, if you go on Twitter, a lot of people say Avicii, Bourdain, who else? Chris Cornell, Chester from Linkin Park, and Anne Hesh. We're all working on this movie that was going to expose the elite pedophiles of the world. And
oh my God.
They were all killed off because they were going to release this movie. That's a thing. It's like a QAnon thing.
I didn't realize Avicii had... I didn't know how Avicii did it. And then when I read how he did it, I was like, wow.
Yeah, I'll never read how he did it again. That was... It's very graphic. Yeah. And I know.
Do they say it in the doc?
They don't. They don't bring it up. Yeah. They don't.
I thought it was like...
No, they do not.
He just goes... He goes to Oman in like the Middle East. I don't know what country that's in.
Jordan.
It's in Jordan.
And, pretty sure.
Yeah, one of his friends mentions how he's like, yeah, I was talking to Tim, and he was like, yeah, he was in really good spirits. He was happy. He's like, I'm going to Oman just to travel. And then, I don't know. He was in a good place because he was really fucked up for a while. He was like an alcoholic and was really sick and just not taking care of himself. And at one point he hated making music. And it's crazy. You forget how much of a genius he was. Like, just like some, like showing him in the studio making some of those tracks, like he really was like so talented. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's sad. But yeah, definitely. Someone playing pool.
I wish I had a pool table.
That'd be awesome.
Sounds like someone.
And there goes
like,
the random sound of the pod.
Yeah. No, it sounded like someone was hit a nice shot.
It did.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's it. Anything else, guys? Or
no, I'm really, really feeling comfortable about the Giants' future. I think that everything is figured out, and we're gonna go.
This coming from the guy that said they would win 9 games this year.
Ooh. Listen, I might have been off by 6 games.
No big deal.
just 6 games. It's all right.
Jets. I think the Jets offseason is just going to be a circus.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Paul, I see you just sent this Avicii. This is another one.
Yeah, because I remember watching it years ago on Netflix.
Oh, so there is another doc. Interesting.
And that one was really good. It was like really a lot of behind the scenes footage. I'm sure this one is too. But
yeah,
like
this
2 hours long.
This one's a lot. Yeah. A lot of behind the scenes footage
for sure.
Yeah, it was really good. So, but all right, guys, anything else?
I think we did well.
It. All right, I think we said it all. Pine.
Well, thanks for having me on again.
Pleasure.
I appreciate it.
Pleasure having you again. Yeah,
this was fun.
This was fun. We got to everything this time, and yeah, we enjoy the football next 5 days. And,
yes, sir.
Take care. Comb your hair.
Peace. Later.